Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
When police arrived at the Tappy home, they found Spencer and Monique dead. They also found two children, ages 1 and 4. They were physically unharmed, but alone with the bodies of their parents. Those kids are now orphans. They lost both parents in a single night to alleged violence rooted in a relationship that ended before either of them existed, before they were born. Over 1,000 people attended the funeral, a family shattered, community grieving. Here's what I keep coming back to. Monique did everything right, it seems. She recognized the danger. She got out fast. She told people. She moved on. She built a new life far away. And that still wasn't enough. How do you heal from something like this? And what does it mean when doing everything right still isn't enough to survive? Siobhana does. It feels like she did do everything right here.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I think that's what's striking a lot of people in this case is, well, she checked all the boxes. She, if she didn't do, like, we'd be like pointing out, well, maybe if she did this, that might have. She did everything.
She did.
I mean, other than, again, like I've said before, like, I guess more weapons training and always be carrying. I don't know what else she could possibly have done. And that's certainly not for everyone and not the way anyone and not everyone wants to live.
Yeah, and kind of hard to grab your weapon if they sneak in at 2:30 in the morning when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, every woman's worst nightmare. I don't know about men's worst nightmare, but women are all aware of that risk. I think that drives a lot of insomnia for people, and that's not often talked about. But, but women, really often, many of us have a difficult time moving through the world feeling safe in our skin. You know, most of us are physically smaller than most men, and it's just something that we're always aware of. And that's, again, why I think self-defense classes can be a healthy thing for women. But yeah, would a gun have saved her? If they were caught unawares, probably not. So how does the family cope? I mean, my gosh, this is going to change their lives forever. People do, you know, I say you can heal, but you've always got a big scar there. You're not the same after that. And even for the children, you know, the younger child, only one, will probably not have implicit memories because those, the ability to recall specific facts and details, that doesn't happen until a child is around 3. So the older child will have more awareness. But for the baby, they still encode things in their nervous system. And that's, you know, it's not the declarative memory, but it's the other kind of memory where they remember in their body and they sense things. They sense all the change that's gone on. So those kids are going to need a lot of love, a lot of support, a lot of consistency. And sometimes the effects show up in the body with, you know, tummy aches and headaches and difficulty sleeping. And so all of them, you know, they've got a long road ahead to heal from this.
Yeah, I was reading that the dog was, there was a dog in the house. I, as somebody who has specialized in animals for 7 or 8 years professionally, I'm shocked that the dog didn't wake them.
But maybe it did. I mean,
maybe. I guess we don't know.
I mean, they could very well have been, you know, awake. I mean, when, you know, the dog may have woken them. The the like you're saying, the 1 year old, yeah, not necessarily conscious, but that 1 year old, the pattern of, you know, mom holding
the
child, dad, and all of that, like that's different. That's gone.
Yeah.
That bond that was created in that year suddenly stopped. And that kid doesn't know why.
Right.
You know, what does it say about this, though, the fact that the kids survived, that the kids weren't victims, too, that he didn't take out the kids. He didn't take out the dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like a pretty, you know, horrible, you know, thing that someone is doing. I guess, you know, was that humanity on the part of McKee if he did this, that he didn't take out the kids? Or is it they weren't part of the equation, and he's so rigid in his thinking that, you know, the real violators here were Monique and the husband, and it just, they didn't have any sort of emotional weight in his brain. Yeah. So did he even think to do anything when he was
there? That's my guess. He was focused on Monique and her husband, and he just didn't bother, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like didn't seem relevant to him, because rigid thinking explains it exactly. He had his fantasy going. It was about her, it was about the husband, and that's what he focused in on.
Any idea why he would have had a silencer on the gun? Why would it matter?
To not wake up the neighbors?
Yeah, that was the only place I went, is just, you know, to attract as little attention as possible. Yeah.
I mean, it took some time, you know, for anybody to get there. I mean, because it with work, it took him not showing up to work for them to actually, for anybody to be called. It wasn't like at 3:52, the neighbor's like, what the hell was that over there? Mm-hmm. It was later in the day. And when and that's interesting too, the phone call from the workplace, stating, calling 911, number one, when your employee doesn't show up for work and your first call is 911. Usually it might be to the police department, usually the non-emergency line of like, hey, can you go do a welfare check here real quick? But the fact that it was to 911 and they called it more than once and they're expressing, we're even more concerned that we can't get a hold of her. I'm going to guess some of the story had leaked out into that practice of what Monique had been dealing with, at least her husband had leaked it out, and they were aware of mm-hmm. the volatility that shadowed this relationship.
Good guess. Yeah, that's a good guess. That for whatever reason, I think most of us would think, well, maybe he's just sick and too sick to call in. But to take it to that extreme, it sounds like people were tuned in.
Yeah, he was obviously very reliable. This was so out of character for him that instead of, well, I'm going to keep texting, I'm going to call, I'm going to email, I'm going to go to his house, they went to 911. Mm-hmm. That tells you a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot. What about deterrence on something like this? I mean, obviously, you know, be as equipped as you want to be, you know, in terms of your skill set, you know, that make you feel better or more equipped to handle something like this. But what about other deterrents to keep people like this at bay? It doesn't always just have to be, you know, a gun in the nightstand or knives around the house or whatever deterrent makes you feel comfortable and may give either a true sense of security or a false sense of security, but it's for mental, you know, for your own mental health. Mm-hmm. What about cameras? What about mm-hmm. more things like that? And I'm speaking more so to the folks out there who are listening to this or watching this that are going, I'm kind of in a situation mm-hmm. like that. I know mm-hmm. some people in the chat have said I'm kind of there. I mean, personally, I got cameras everywhere. On every angle of my house. Yep. Anybody who enters my house is going to be on camera 50 different ways.
Yep.
Entering, leaving, vehicles, there ain't no way you're not going to be tracked in some way, shape, or form. Yep. And I guess that kind of comes down to the mindset of the person of, do they give a shit if they're caught? And if they don't, well, your cameras are useless then. But if they do want to continue on with their life after, you know, said intrusion into another's, being on camera is not going to be helpful in that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, you know, cameras can be relatively cheap these days. You can buy them for, you know, 20, mm-hmm. 30, 40 bucks.
Really cheap.
Even less sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, on Amazon, the Ring cams are cheap, all that. You know, What about having people having more of that stuff up and around their house? So should you have the angry ex that shows up at 3:52 a.m. and goes, oh, shit, there's more than just the Ring doorbell here. Mm-hmm. There's a camera there. There's a camera mm-hmm. there. And I'm on it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wondering, you know, I don't know if there's any stats on this, but I do wonder how much if that existed would make someone turn around and go, yeah, maybe this ain't going to work out as smoothly as I thought it would.
It sure can't hurt. I have cameras all around the perimeter of my house and at every entrance. Burglar alarms. I've got a burglar alarm. That's always a good thing to do. Have lighting all around mm-hmm. your house, motion mm-hmm. detector lighting. Do all those things. Will sometimes it be enough? No, but it can hurt and it may stop somebody. It may slow somebody down.
The family is, they've made some statements. Some have even expressed a guilt. We should have acted differently. I get it. You're going to feel that no matter what, if something like this happens to a person you care about. But in reality, Siobhan, is there anything they could have done differently?
I doubt it.
The family,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt it. Who would have anticipated 8 years later that this would happen? That's why it surprised everybody. And I think whenever there's a death, whether it be a car accident, you know, a murder, something like this, everybody who loves them looks back and said, well, if I just hadn't asked them to come over that day, they wouldn't have been in the car and it wouldn't happen. So it's just a natural response to go into that what could I have done? What could I have done? And that powerlessness is very hard for people to feel when, you know, they have to confront the fact that really this was out of our hands. We couldn't have done anything.
There's someone in our chat that just said, I reported it to different states. I never got help for it. Everyone around me knows I have 3 guard dogs, fear going to places because he has randomly popped up places.
Wow.
So the fear is real.
Fear is real. Yeah.
And the reality is, if he's not doing anything illegal.
Right.
What can they do?
That would be an example of if he's popping up places. That's where having an order in place can do something.
Surveil and report immediately. Yeah. Report, report, report. Yeah. And if you don't get much of a response, keep reporting, get louder. And, you know, the other thing, people, as much as possible, change their patterns. So, you know, don't leave for your office at the same time every morning. Try to vary things mm-hmm. up. It's a terrible way to have to live. And yes, guard dogs, I would have 3 guard dogs too. I think that's a wonderful idea. Well-trained attack dogs.
Yeah.
Another piece that is interesting on this, and I don't think it's that meaningful to the case, but it is something that people are talking about, is it doesn't appear there was forced entry in the home, which could mean anything. I mean, it could mean the door was left unlocked, which could be it could be many things. It could be carelessness. It could be somebody let the dog out and they forgot. I mean, it could be, there's plenty of reasons. It just might be how they do things. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily being careless, but something could happen. The other possibility too is, you know, everybody's got the keypads now.
Yeah.
Change your passwords. Yes. Don't make it something that somebody who knows you or once knew you could figure out.
Definitely.
Because I'm going to guess a mind like his was probably sitting there thinking every which way of mm-hmm. everything it could possibly be. Mm-hmm. And some people stick with the same ones over and over. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, any of those sort of things. If there's an opportunity to improve it, to protect yourself, do it. If you feel like you are in the situation like this.
Another one is alert your neighbors. Let them know what his car or cars look like. And say, if you see this car, I mean, if you have a restraining order, that car is cruising your neighborhood parked in front of your house. You may not notice it. Your neighbors may notice it. Let them let you know immediately and report that. And I have seen the police go out and pick somebody up because they were not supposed to be parked in front of her house and they were. And so that's also important. Let everybody know.
And the thing is with this though, I mean, even if, okay, we pick somebody up, you're outside the house, if there's an order, you know, maybe they go away for a day or two. But there's usually like, see something, say something, great. But even the enforcement end of this, if they haven't broken a law, or even if they have broken a law, it's usually a pretty light law. And it's usually a pretty light consequence as well. And I think that's a scary thing. I mean, do we need to reform in our system? Should we be punishing things like this stronger than we are for stalking type behavior? Because right now it just seems to be a lot of slap on the wrist. Naughty you, quit following them. Here's your punishment.
It varies a lot, state to state, county to county, depending on your DA, depending on your law enforcement. And that's why I think women need to make noise. One of my clients was the first case in California back in 1990 prosecuted under the new stalking law at the time that California had. The guy went away. He went to prison for a while for it. Because he kept violating and actually went in her house and terrified her, but he had threatened to kill her. He didn't kill her, but he got locked up for a long time. In some places, they will put GPS monitors on them and try to keep track that they don't go near her workplace or near her home. So we need to do better. As with all things, we need to do better, but some places are doing better than others.
And, you know, and it deters them for a point of time. It may make them stop for a moment. But let me ask you this. In all your years of doing this, have you ever had a conversation with somebody who was stalking somebody that ever went back and said, yeah, that was messed up. I really shouldn't have been doing that. Is there ever that moment of clarity where it's like, yeah, that was the old me. That was the bad me. I could see sometimes maybe if like substance abuse is part of the equation and then that take gets out. But for the most part, after their sentence, after they get the stalking, you know, you're going to jail for X amount of time. Does anybody ever walk out going, gosh, I learned my lesson?
That was a mistake. I can only think of one. And in his case, he had been stalking and actually making terrorist threats with threatening phone calls, but he had been psychotic. And he realized after treatment and after going on antipsychotic meds that this was all a delusion. He was in a fantasy state, and he deeply regretted terrorizing the woman. But that's not most of these guys. Most of these guys are not in a psychotic state. So, no, I can't say I've ever seen that.
I mean,
the monster is still there. So if he stops taking his meds or insurance, does it, you know, we've seen with Reiner what can happen. So the monster is still present.
Yes. And that's why he was my client in the conditional release program, that he was only out of the mental hospital because we were monitoring him very closely to see that he stayed on his meds and walked the narrow line in order to be out in the community. So somebody like that, if they've had that kind of behavior before, sure, they go psychotic again. It could happen again.
Yeah.
We want to lock the monsters away, but we don't ever want to permanently get rid of them, or we don't have a system to do so until they do something absolutely horrible and kill people. Until then, it's just like, you're naughty monsters. We're going to put you in the corner and hope to God that these dam doesn't break and you get out. It's scary. And there's a lot of this out there. And it doesn't always go this far, but we only tend to hear about the stories that go this far. But this is very prevalent.
And there's enough that do. We've had a number of them in the last couple of years here in the Portland area. And some of them have been murder-suicides. Some of them have been familicides. And some of them have been murder of the children. And so it happens enough. You know, this is one of the topics I've thought about writing a book on. And then I'm like, does Siobhan need to write another dark book? But I don't think
Siobhan's good at writing dark books.
I seem to write dark books, but this is stuff that motivates me. And a lot of it is because of my own history and wanting people to be better educated about it. So.
And it helps people. It's a dark topic. You shine light on dark topics. That's what it is.
That's the goal.
And that's what is helpful to a lot of people. Interesting conversation, as always. Siobhan's latest book is Nightbird. This is her memoir. It's available wherever books are sold. Also, The Minds of Mass Killers. I got it right here. available also wherever books are sold. Go check it out. You can continue the conversation with us. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is where you will find us. Or on our Substack. The link is in the description. It's on the bottom of your screen if you're watching us on YouTube right now. Hiddenkillers.substack.com. It's free to join right now. No paywall. You can get in. You can comment. Join our community over there. And also get our videos a day in advance of everyone else. And it's all ad-free. So lots of perks over there to join for free right now and to support the program. So do check that out. Until next time, for Siobhan, for Todd, for Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.